Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Yeah, so I'm not going to get into the negotiation of what's asked, what's not asked. Just for general knowledge, it's very common for different things to be asked for in the very beginnings of negotiations. So it wasn't anything shocking in terms of what was being asked for or anything like that. But at the end of the day, I'm glad it worked out and pretty kind of standard.
We're back with more Trista Crick on Sports Radio 670 The Score, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
That was Bears GM Ryan Poles probably lying about the Caleb Williams contract negotiations, given what we heard he was asking for, which was not normal. It was quite exotic. I am Trista Crick. This is 670 The Score. Give me a call, 312-644-6767. I want to talk about Caleb Williams as a power broker in the NFL, but also just as a powerful athlete in all of sports in general. Before we do, let's go to Ray, though. He's got some things to say about Bears training camp and the excitement of the upcoming season.
Hey, Trista, how you doing this afternoon?
What's up, sir?
Hey. So I'm going to hit on a couple of things really quick. I'm obviously, like everyone else, really excited about this season and this camp, but I think the most important or the most exciting camp will be if the Bears do what we believe they can do, which, say, win anywhere between 8 to 10 games. I think next season is the big one, because that's when a lot more expectations are going to be on this team. Right, I think do what they do this year, let's see Caleb develop, and if they can win 9 games, 10 games, and next year it's like it's contention time. So that's my take on that.
Can I ask you a quick follow-up before you give your other thought? If the Bears are the Detroit Lions from 2 years ago, which, you know, the first 8 games of the season, a lot of heartbreaking losses, and then they played the Dolphins, and then they went on a heater in that second half of the season. If they were to do that versus win 8 to 10 games, would and Caleb Williams looked really good, and the defense came around the last part of the season, or maybe it was consistent the whole season, but something clicks midway through. Are you happy with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not expecting them to make the playoffs. If they do, I think that's great. I just want to see an improvement from last year, and I think we're in a better position to do that, for sure.
All right, second point. Go ahead.
So the part of the team that, you know, of course it's the O-line. We'll see them healthy play together. D-line, you know, got to get some people on that besides Sweat to get to the quarterback. But I want to touch about Swift, and I loved him coming out of college. I really did. And I know your guest on talked highly of him. My concern is this. He was in Detroit for 3 years, and he just never lived up to that expectation. They were on Hard Knocks, right, that one season. It seemed like the coaches were disappointed in, you know, what his potential should be and what he produced. And I'm just worried if last year in Philly was just an anomaly. I hope it's not. Remember, they passed on him to get David Montgomery, and they were fine with that. And, you know, we love Montgomery, but Swift has more talent, for sure. And I know he's not old, but I'm just worried that, you know, before last season, I think the most yards he rushed for was like maybe 600, six something. And is he going to bring that, you know, same level of production he did last year? Now, I love our backup, Bershon Johnson, but if Swift is the guy you paid him, that's the only thing I'm actually worried about. Was last year an anomaly? And I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks so much, Ray. Yeah, I think the thing about Swift is that maybe, and I think this happened in Philly too. One, I mean, Swift was in a dual running back room. And so when I think when you're kind of trying to figure out what your role is, and he was sort of lost in that second half of the season. And you could tell that Detroit maybe was out on him for whatever reason. Maybe that was because they loved Jahmyr Gibbs and they thought that they could get him cheaper than Swift. But for me, it's more about the fact that he was playing alongside of David Montgomery. And David Montgomery, Jamal Williams. Jamal Williams, I think he, at that season was when he led the league in touchdowns. So Jamal Williams was the bell of the ball. And they come in, they sort of rehab or refix the running back room. And what's lost in that, I think, is what you saw with your own two in terms of the explosiveness that DeAndre Swift has. And I think he's a much better pass catcher than people really realized. And he doesn't have a ton of mileage on him. He's averaging less than 150 carries in his four seasons. Only 36 running backs had more than 150 carries last season. Two, his 54% rushing success rate was the sixth best in the NFL among running backs. I think he's going to have to work on his fumbling. That's really the issue for me is him losing or the coaching staff losing faith in him. But they want to build their offense around him. That's what Chris Emmons said. If that's not the case and we see that shift throughout the season, then maybe I start to agree. But for me, I think DeAndre Swift is a key piece of what we can see success-wise.
No, I think he brings a great point, too, of like the running back that the Bears have. If you look in the rest of the division, you look at the Lions, I think they have the best running back room. Maybe, I might be biased, but maybe in the entire NFL. You have Jahmyr Gibbs and you have David Montgomery, so you have that elusive back, and then you have that power back. You go to the Packers. They don't have Aaron Jones anymore, who's now with the Vikings. And now with the Packers, you have Josh Jacobs. So if you like were to rank the running backs and like the rooms in the North, the Bears have the worst one. And it's like you have DeAndre Swift, this elusive player. But if you need 3-4 yards on a 3rd and 4 and you're running it, like, do you trust who you have? Like, I like Roschon Johnson. I covered him at Texas. He's awesome. But he hasn't shown that yet. And Khalil Herbert, he's good, but can he be healthy enough for the entire year? So that's where I actually agree with the caller here. I don't know what to expect from the Bears running back room for the entire year.
And I think that's fair too, because you either are getting a 100-yard game out of DeAndre Swift, or you're getting like a 36-yard game out of DeAndre Swift. You could get two touchdowns from him, one catching and one rushing, or you could just have three straight games of none. So it's the inconsistency that I worry about a little bit with Swift, but I hope that they're figuring out a way to scheme for him to put him in the best potential situation. Let's also go to Mike in Monroe as well.
Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, I don't know if it was the gentleman you're with or a previous caller talking about a positive record for the Bears being 8, 9, maybe 10 wins. And when you look at the team from last year, the defense needed time to find its way, and then when Montez Sweat came around, they started to gel. They have a very competent, if not a top 5 or 10 defense heading into the year. The Bears were, 4 minutes away from a 10-win season last year with a substandard offensive line and Justin Fields at quarterback, and all they had as far as weapons, as far as wide receivers, was DJ Moore. This is a 10 or 11 win team, and anything less than 10 wins would be a disappointment in my mind. And I do have a YouTube podcast about the Bears, and several of my guests, including Kenneth Davis, says the same thing.
Let me ask you this, Mike, before I let you run. Do you feel like the criticism or the national narrative that's going on around right now, which I was discussing, which is if Caleb Williams does not perform at the level or above C.J. Stroud, that we should fairly criticize him and it's a failing season?
That's a great question. And somebody on your this very station earlier today around 9 o'clock in the morning said, last year was a generational year for a rookie quarterback that we haven't seen in like 30 years. So how could anyone possibly say that Caleb Williams has to do that in order for him to be a success? Obviously, we'd all love to see 4,000, 4,200 yards, 35 touchdowns, and 10 interceptions. But it's going to take a little time for him to get used to the NFL. But to your point, the national media has kind of taken the Bears' side now. And we haven't seen the national media hype the Bears at all, which leads to what they're saying about if Caleb Williams doesn't perform, it's a disappointment.
Good stuff, Mike. Check out his YouTube, Mike in Monroe. I don't know if you have if you want to shout out your YouTube page, but we can do that.
No, he's gone.
He's gone. Nope, shouting out. Robbie
no free
said,
ads. No free ads.
No free ads. I was trying to be a mensch, but I had a feeling you actually already dropped
We
them.
Only listen on the free Odyssey app.
You can listen on the free Odyssey app. It's time, though, to talk about Caleb Williams, because this contract negotiation is fascinating. And I think it's really interesting that GM Ryan Poles is trying to like finesse us into believing that it was like a totally standard contract negotiation that Caleb did himself and that there were no exotic terms that he was asking for, when like it's July 20th and it just got done. Like if it was totally standard, then why is it just now complete? If he was asking for totally normal things, why did you have to go to the NFL and get their denial or approval on the elements of the deal that he was asking for that have never been asked for in the history? I mean, come on. Do you guys feel what I'm saying here? All right, let's go into it, though, because I have a couple of questions for you that are maybe a little different. Considering how the contract negotiations with Caleb and the Bears went, I believe that Caleb is already one of the 10 most powerful athletes in the NFL before he plays a single snap. I'd like to hear from you whether you agree or disagree, because I want to get into the deals of this contract negotiation that I discussed, and they're incredible. This goes all the way back to the end of the last college football season, when Caleb's dad floated out the idea that Caleb would be looking for equity in any team that drafted him. Like he's trying to get the Tom Brady before he plays a single snap. That is amazing. That's not absurd. That's amazing. I love this for Caleb. And I absolutely adore Caleb, by the way. And you know how I knew also that Caleb Williams was no joke? just the very thought of that idea forced the NFL to immediately act and pass a rule barring any NFL player or any team employees from receiving ownership stakes in their teams. That was when I knew, oh yeah, Caleb's putting the pressure on, baby. That's pre-draft! That's pre-draft, baby! What? Okay, so while the Bears and Caleb Williams, ended up agreeing on a deal at the middle of July, this is what apparently held things up. Number one, Caleb wanted to get paid as an LLC to avoid taxes in the state of Illinois. It's exotic. That's what that is. Like, I don't think that's like a normal thing the quarterbacks ask for.
Yeah, you got to shoot your shot, though, because no taxes, kind of sweet. Kind of sweet.
He's like, C. Williams, LLC, baby. I'm not a businessman. I'm a businessman. Number two, then through his lawyers, very creative lawyers. They're like the Picasso of sports lawyers. They're out there making their art. He asked also about getting paid through a forgivable loan, which would have also had the same result. So again, Ryan Poles, we do not believe that this was like just a normal thing that was asked by any rookie in the league. And number three, Caleb requested a no franchise tag clause, which no rookie has ever received. First two, shot down by the league office. Third, rejected by the Bears. But the fascinating thing to me is this. There are no provisions in the CBA for any of these three demands to be ruled illegal. Mike Florio reported that the delay had as much to do with the fact that Caleb used a, quote, team of lawyers who don't have much familiarity with the NFL, but guess what they have familiarity with? Just legal language, you know what I mean? They looked through that CBA, baby, and they said, we've got some options we want to suggest. This is what Mike Florio said. They're getting into a situation where the lawyer who's handling this isn't as versed in the nuances of contract as an experienced and competent agent would be. And like I said, Ryan Poles is like, oh, nothing unusual to see here. Nothing shocking. The fact, though, before Caleb Williams ever played a single snap, he was flexing those muscles on a team that he knows has never had a player at that position quite like him. To me, that's an understanding of your power. And I, as a human, love when talent and the labor understand their power over the owners and the business and the man. Squeeze them, Caleb. Squeeze them. He's not the first quarterback, by the way, to ask for these. Dak Prescott asked for this no tag clause in 2021. By the way, Dak Prescott at that point was a Pro Bowl quarterback. He probably, if he would have been a free agent right then, he would have been the most in-demand player on the free agent market if he would have left. Caleb has not played a single snap. Zero experience, but with a whole lot of leverage that he used to get a $25 million signing bonus. To me, it's like, have you seen Air? Have you guys seen that movie? The amazing Amazon movie with Viola Davis? You never even got to see.
Great movie.
It was awesome. Michael Jordan was so mysterious and had such mystique. We didn't even get to see him. The actor who played him probably thought he had a great role. We didn't even get to see anything but the back of his head. And in that movie, Viola Davis put the pressure on Nike, a franchise or a business that knew they needed somebody to come in and shake everything up. And they couldn't compete with the likes of Adidas. They couldn't compete with the likes of Converse. So they did something transformative that had never been done. Michael Jordan said, give me that equity. I want a piece of every shoe sold. The nice part for Caleb, though, is that Shane Waldron and quarterback coach Kerry Joseph will have a systemic plan for developing him into this spot. And the leverage, I think, is only going to get more. Caleb Williams, to me at this point, might be the most powerful rookie we've seen I can't remember another one to do this. And now we're in the NIL era as well. Give me a call. Do you agree? 312-644-6767. I want to hear from you. Where do you put Caleb Williams in the list of most powerful athletes in the game right now? I think maybe since Eli Manning. I think that's what it was. Remember, Eli Manning's like, nope, not going there. Do not draft me, San Diego, because I will not report. And I think that's the only comparison we really have. By the way, breaking news, Team USA is playing South Sudan in London. And they were 43.5-point favorites. 43.5-point favorites. And they are losing 58-44 at halftime. So we could be watching one of the worst losses in Team USA basketball history, folks. Also good for Team Sudan. Like, I do not hate on them at all. Team USA right now, 1-for-12 from three. Sudan shooting 61% from the field. But again, 312-644-6767. We'll talk more Bears and Caleb Williams after this. Trista Crick here on The Score.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
How would you feel if right now you could be guaranteed that he were... at the level of Dak Prescott,
then he's the greatest quarterback in
the
history.
At the current level of Dak Prescott,
for Dak Prescott's 7-year career, if somebody said, "Look, you take it or leave it. You can either have all the risk of maybe better, maybe worse, or you could lock in Dak Prescott." Would you take it?
We're back with more Trista Crick on Sports Radio 670 The Score, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, that was Dan Bernstein from Bernstein and Holmes. check them every day. They always give you fire takes just like that. I think the answer, though, for me is like, no, thank you. As a Dallas Cowboys fan, the answer is no, thank you. That's why Dak hasn't gotten a deal done yet. Not because Jerry is particularly cheap. It's because Dak Prescott, we're not sure if he's a winning player. Like, we're not sure if he can manage the game. And, like, maybe Dak Prescott on a team like Detroit, where everything else is right, where Jared Goff can succeed and 95% of their games are indoors, then you can go to the Super Bowl. But other than that, like, Dak's not putting his team on his back, ever. Like, I think maybe one time against the Giants and Post Malone made a song about it. Like, I think that's what it was. It was. Wow. That was the song. Wow. Yeah. If it was like a normal thing, the song wouldn't be called Wow. Right? Like, if this was something Dak Prescott did regularly, as a matter of course, there would have been no song, you know?
Like, that's true. You got wowed so much. Oh, wow. Look at you. You're finally doing it.
Oh, my God.
It's not, the song's not called Consistent. No.
Yeah. Back shoulder fade. Wow. You know what I mean? Like, you never have any Patrick Mahomes song that says wow, because it every day is a wow song, really. Like, I don't – it's a no. It's a no. Caleb Williams has to be transcendent or he's got to be a bust. That's it. You
really?
Can't have – yeah, you can't – we can't, like, be accepting either one. Like, other than those two, again, you got to obviously continue to go on your journey – find another one, but I think Caleb Williams is going to be amazing. I think he's going to be, maybe it takes him a year or two, but I think he's going to be like I think he has a better chance of being better than Justin Herbert, hence the reason that Keenan Allen is like asking him for advice, and he did not Justin Herbert.
Well, I have a good quarterback comparison too, because I like this a whole lot, because I think in our mind, we have the expectation, because he hasn't been on the field, that Caleb Williams may be one of the best of all time. We have that built in our mind because we haven't seen him play, and because
we've been told this.
Correct. We've been told. So let's say that Caleb Williams' career is like Russell Wilson. Is that a major, major success, or do you think he can be better than that?
I think he could be better than Russell Wilson. I do, because he's taller. He has more tangible skills than Russell Wilson. When Russell Wilson came into the league, nice player. Right? Like, that was what we had in mind. Russell Wilson obviously won a Super Bowl, probably should have won two. But, like, it was Legion of Boom, baby. It was, like, the sexy Rexy. It was, honestly, it was very, I mean, the offense was pretty good and really fun to watch. I was at that NFC title game where they beat the hell out of or found a way to win against the Green Bay Packers in one of the rainiest days I've ever existed in my entire life. Like, I don't think I dried off for 2 days. But, like, Russell Wilson, no. Like, Dak Prescott could have done what Russell Wilson did in that system and in that offense. Dak Prescott can use his legs, boy, just like Russell. And he's thicker, paws, stronger, bigger, like, taller, able to see over the line of scrimmage. So, no, I mean, that's just a no. Like, we need... If I'm a Bears fan, I need, like, a top five quarterback situation, right? I need better than Josh Allen.
Now, that's a high bar. That's like a number two quarterback in the league, two or three.
That's what they keep saying. They keep saying Josh Allen is top three, but what's the difference really between Josh Allen and Dak Prescott, besides the fact that we know Josh Allen can win you some regular season games on his back? He led the other than the kid from Washington, he led the league in turnovers last year. Josh Allen. Yeah, that happened. He like, and 2 years ago that was Dak. And never gets really many weapons. Both of them are kind of like, and Lamar to a degree, not really surrounded with talent, because you've got guys like Patrick Mahomes who are so good, you don't have to give him anything. He can have like one key piece, But you've got to be the kernel of the elite in order for that to be a sustainable strategy. So that's a no. That, I mean, I'm really happy that Dan posed that question, but that's just definitely a no.
That's just it's such a high expectation for a city that never has had that thing, though. That's where I feel like if he doesn't reach that level and he becomes a Dak Prescott, we're going to be disappointed. Even though Dak Prescott, he'll get you your 10 regular season like wins a year. Like, he'll get you to the playoffs. But, like, here, they need that person. They need the person that you, like, everybody has a jersey of. Everybody has a poster in their wall. Everybody is like, we had Michael Jordan and we have Caleb Williams. That is such an amazing expectation to live up to.
And I think it says a lot about Caleb that he's like, yeah, put that on my back. And while you're at it, don't give me any franchise tag language and give me a piece of the team because I know what I'm about to do. Like, that just shows you, if you're worried about your place in the NFL stratosphere, do you ask for equity? I don't think you do. Do you ask to be paid and all of these? He believes, oh yeah, I'm not even worried about it. And I think, though, Caleb Williams' next contract is getting all that stuff. I think in three, four years when he's up and his deal is ready to be extended, that happens for him.
Yeah, he planted the seed. He definitely planted the seed with this negotiation.
Yeah, it's like the girlfriend who's like, we don't have to have kids now, but like, we're getting kids or we're splitting up. You know what I mean? Like, that's happening. That's wild. Also, I do want to ask an important question. 312-644-6767. Good stuff for Robbie, because that was actually a really important and interesting question. What do you guys want to see out of Caleb Williams? What do you want to see? Because I have thoughts. I want to be an important voice of reason, an unbiased voice of reason. Because I think, although I said what the expectations for Caleb are globally, meaning for his career, not this year, I think the biggest problem facing Bears fans are unrealistic expectations in year one. And I think that's the only thing that ruins it for us. Expecting the sun, and when you're given the moon, you're like, that's all? And I know how that sounds comparatively to what I said about Dak Prescott, but we're talking about his entire career. I'll start this with a little historical fact that I think a lot of people have forgotten. CJ Stroud last year, in his first series at training camp, threw a terrible interception. Terrible. And the internet melted down. It was, oh, his S2, this is why he dropped. He's not smart. Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. And we know how that went, right? Consensus rookie of the year. Team went from worst in the league to really punching and fighting and clawing against the Ravens in a playoff game in Baltimore. And I'm not saying that's like what's in store for the Bears, but I am reminding you that what you see in training camp, it really doesn't mean that much. We shouldn't place that much stock into it. You shouldn't get your hopes too high or get down too low because it's effing training camp, okay? Like, that's really what it is. The difference between CJ Stroud's training camp and Caleb Williams' training camp is that, what did that listener say, 4 minutes away from a 10-win season? So there's some sort of thing, success, results, that fans want to build off of and get above of. The Houston Texans were trash vomit. And so anything above a steaming heap of dookie, we were going to be probably impressed by, right? Caleb's going to be facing much better defenses than I think CJ Stroud did in his training camp. Houston ranked 14th last year, and the Bears are, of course, one. So my handy dandy list, I have a list of some things to keep in mind with Caleb and Bears training camp, as well as, I think, some indicators for success. Number one, I just said it, do not overreact. Do not call us and tell us about snap by snap performances in training camp. Get a life, okay? Like, do not call for that. Do not get too high. Do not get too low. Caleb Williams is going to make some mistakes, boy. And we know, like we've said before, when the pocket collapses, what if he makes a bad throw, bad decision, chill, okay? This year, against those defenses, that's going to sharpen him against softer defenses in the league. I'd like to see how Caleb, though, what are we seeing with our eyes? I'd like to see how Caleb responds to adversity. That's fascinating to me. And we talked about this earlier in the show, that Caleb is a very cool cucumber, right? Chris Emma talked about that. Doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. He's always steady Eddie. I want to see how he responds when he has multiple bad possessions in a row. Because that's how the NFL season will go. What is he able to follow up a terrible drive with an elite drive? Where you're like, oh, he's okay with failing. Number three, what does Caleb's body language look like? It's really easy for young players to get down. Remember, he got all kinds of, what's the word I can say that's not cussing? He got hell from the media when he cried in his mother's arms. That was a garbage take, by the way, people had. What does his body language look like? We're going to see this in Hard Knocks all the time. I am looking for positivity. I'm looking for bringing his teammates up, like never really tripping off of the results. I don't want him to be pouting. You can be bummed when something doesn't go right, but 5 seconds later, we need you back up. Momentary thing. Be determined, be optimistic. We got this, the next play. Because when you're in the 2-minute drill and you're down a touchdown and your last drive ended in a sack fumble for 6, I want you to feel just as confident as you were at the start of the game. Number four, I want Caleb to have fun. Like, that's what this whole thing is about. This is a kid's game, a lot of money on the line, but like most Bears fans, I also think Aaron Rodgers is a cornball, but like, the dude has fun on the practice field, right? Like, you see him smiling, laughing, joking around, and I want to see Caleb enjoy himself as well. He's a guy that I think already loves football, and I would like for him at training camp to express that. If you see him laughing, joking with his teammates, that's a good sign moving forward. I want to see Caleb be aggressive on the field. That's a major issue for young quarterbacks. They curl up into their little shell. The ones that succeed, Joe Burrow, CJ Stroud, Brock Purdy, not afraid to throw it in tight spaces. Pause. They make risky throws because they're gunslingers. And if the Bears are going to make the big leap to being a real contender, they need a gunslinger. Someone who's smart, who's sharp, who knows what the defenses are, can read them. Just like Chris Emma said, he's very, very good at that. But is he good with an audible to a risky downfield throw? That's not going to always work, but it will keep defenses honest, right? And if teams know that you can throw deep, things change. If they don't think that you will, they'll stack the box, make life very, very difficult for you. And I want him to show composure. The Bears' defense and training camp is going to bring the heat. They're going to make life feel like he's in a small, tiny telephone booth. As a quarterback, he's in college, he seemed to handle pressure okay. That offensive line in his senior year was a mess. But how this translates to the NFL remains to be seen. I think I'm very optimistic. So those are the indicators to me of what makes Caleb successful and what we want to look at and see with our own two eyes. What are you guys' thoughts, though? Let me know. What do you want to see from Caleb? What things are indicators of green light and which ones are pink flags? Also, Hard Knocks is coming soon. 312-644-6767. Let me know what you think. Also, quick update on Team USA. They are losing at halftime by 14 points to South Sudan. Despite being a 43.5-point favorite, that is just disgusting. South Sudan's length, they are double-teaming. They are disrupting Team USA. They have forced 9 turnovers in the first half. Or according to Om Young Music, great name, USA tried going inside of Joel Embiid, and the big man drew a few fouls, but then South Sudan doubled, and Embiid had trouble getting the ball out. Steve Kerr, facing multiple seven-footers, went with LeBron, AD, Steph, Book, and Ant, and they got straight ran off the floor. They are starting the second half with Derek White over Haliburton, and now it's tied going into the fourth quarter. More on this, folks, as it develops. But now we'll go to the Bears, and we'll be back, folks, right after this.
We're going to be playing together for a while, so this is not going to be the first time. We all stars again. I know hopefully 2028 will be Olympians together too. Ooh. So
we're back with more Trista Crick on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
That was Angel Reese, the Chi-Town Barbie, giving a little insight into being teammates with Caitlin Clark. And if they stay in the East, both of them, which it feels like, obviously, they're franchise-altering players. So unless expansion somehow changes that, seems like they're going to be teammates for a really long time. And I do think they're going to be Olympians together as well. So they got to get used to each other. They do. They got to, like, figure out how to coexist. Because at one point, I thought low-key Angel Reese just did not like Caitlin Clark and her aura. But I think as Angel Reese continues in her double-double reign and whatever Caitlin Clark is doing, I don't even know how to describe it. In leading the league right now in assists, just had a record number of single-game assists at 19. I don't think I can really even describe to you what 19 assists. She had like a, in terms of potential assists, could have been 30. Could have been 30. There were multiple bunnies missed underneath the basket. Caitlin Clark just diamond people up and miss. Brick. Just absolute brick. But the Sky, to me in general, have had a fascinating week because now we've got All-Star Weekend going on starting tomorrow. Excuse me, I'm about to cough. The Sky enter the break, which, by the way, is a month due to the Olympics. A month-long break, so Caitlin Clark needs it. And the Sky are in the eighth and final playoff spot with a three-game lead, pretty comfortable lead over Atlanta for that final spot. But the big news is very weird. I was at the game between the Sky and the Aces in Vegas, which the Sky PR would never do me like Aces PR did me. By the way, Robbie, oh, I had no
seat. I need a story here. What?
I had no seat. So, by the way, we're going to just air them out because that's what we do. Because it's not, I would never do this to Sky PR. I'd handle it like an adult. But, and I tried to handle it like an adult with Aces PR. Requested a credential. By the way, there's no credential request information on the website. So I had to like play Where's Waldo with the PR guy's name. Like I had to make calls and text to other media members to find out who this guy is. I called him, left him a voicemail, nothing. Texted him, left him a text, left me on read. Sent an email, no email response. I'm like, what the hell? I'm on 670 The Score. Like, this is kind of, we're playing the Sky, kind of an integral game to be able to like see up close. Nothing. Call multiple media members. Can you just grease this wheel for me at all? They finally say they should respond to you at some point. This is like 5-6 days later, by the way. No, the guy never like called me or texted me back. Get an email from him. It was like, hey, you're going to be credentialed. Just like keep an eye on for it. No, like, sorry, taking so long. No, nothing. Fine, whatever. So I get my credential. I go to the little like, you know, seating chart page inside the arena. I have no seating chart. I am not on it. Everyone else is on it, like the Courier Journal and people with blogs and like of YouTube pages, like whatever. Like the guy who called us, Mike in Monroe, like him. Like he had a seat, but not me. So this woman, this other media person, we're not going to get to the story, like the actual segment. We'll get to it next segment because I'm going to tell this story. So I get there, and this woman who's got, like, her own YouTube for the Aces, and I think she maybe works for the Courier-Journal, she gets me a seat, which happens to be the, like, one of the VIP table seats, because it's, like, right behind. We've got, like, a seating chart kind of, like, in the DJ booth. Like, it's, like, real small. They haven't figured it out yet. So she gets me one of, like, VIP chairs because it's the middle of the first quarter, and they're nowhere to be found. She's like, they can get another chair. They come up, like, end of the first quarter, grown-ass man screams in my face, accuses me of stealing the chair. I'm like, I didn't touch any chairs, which I did not. She's saying, like, it's already been there. He's like, I'm talking to this girl. It was a scene. I was like, dude, you need to eat your nachos and get up out of my face. This guy would never treat me like that. But the one thing that I caught from that is, like, Marina Mabry was a little bit, I'll call it, like, aloof in her post-game presser about the news that she was going to drop. And the news that she was going to drop was that, I guess she requested a trade. That's what the reports are saying. And she gets traded to the Connecticut Sun, which I have a bet on to win the WNBA title. I've got a lot of bets on the WNBA title. We've got some on the Sky, or we got some on the Sun, excuse me. We've got some on the Aces. We've got one on the Storm. And we've got one on the Lake. So let's not act like I'm putting all my eggs in the Connecticut Sun basket. But she's really good. And she goes to Connecticut for a 2025, with a 2025 second round pick in exchange for Mariah Jefferson, Rachel Banham, and a 2025 first round pick and swap rights for a first round pick. So the Sun are going all in. I just don't know why Marina Mabry requested a trade. Former coach James Wade, which, by the way, remember when he left in the middle of the season to go to an NBA team and left the team with, like, an interim head coach. Anyway, he says, after a while, you came for one thing and it didn't really end up panning out to be the role position and everything that you were planning on being with Wade. So I guess her role was different than it was supposed to be with James Wade, and she wanted up out of there. Mabry averaging 14 points, 5 rebounds, 4.5 assists per season this season, shooting 35% from the three-point line on almost 7 attempts per game. The wild thing, though, is that Marina Mabry and Angel Reese were, like, starting to gel. She looked really good. They looked very comfortable together. So that's just a very strange thing. Also, speaking of Angel Reese, she's off to WNBA All-Star Weekend, like I said, pairing up with Caitlin Clark in a duo that I think, when it actually happens, Caitlin Clark's going to dime up Angel Reese for something serious like a million times. And Angel's going to be like, okay, I get it now. I get it. She's the truth. And they're saying nice things to the press. Practice shows these two might be a monster in the pick and roll. That is what everyone wants to see. And Angel said, yeah, wear those get-along t-shirts for a day at least. A lot of people are going to come and watch us. A lot of talent between both rosters. Here's the thing that you need to know about betting the WNBA All-Star Game on an Olympic calendar year. The players not on the Olympic team, they are heated. They are pissed. The total was overestimated by like 60 points last time. So I would take the under in that game. The defense is going to be intense. You're going to see a lot of physicality, more than you already see in the WNBA. And I am going to be fascinated to see. Game tips off at 7:30. So throw it on in the second screen during the Cubs game and watch the fireworks. It's going to be one of the biggest stories, I think, come tomorrow morning. We will not get the Sky on the court for another month. But that does not mean the team isn't making news. And also, Sky ticket prices way up. That's some cold work. Up next, we are going to talk about Bulls. Are they the most confusing team in all of the NBA? Maybe all of sports? Also, we'll get into our Summer League impressions as well. 312-644-6767. This is Trista Crick, and you're listening to 670 The Score.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
We're going to be playing together for a while, so this is not going to be the first time. We all stars again. I know hopefully 2028 will be Olympians together too. Ooh. So
we're back with more Trista Crick on Sports Radio 670 The Score and always live on the free Odyssey app.
That was Angel Reese, the Chi-Town Barbie, giving a little insight into being teammates with Caitlin Clark. And if they stay in the East, both of them, which it feels like, obviously, they're franchise-altering players. So unless expansion somehow changes that, seems like they're going to be teammates for a really long time. And I do think they're going to be Olympians together as well. So they got to get used to each other. They do. They got to, like, figure out how to coexist. Because at one point, I thought low-key Angel Reese just did not like Caitlin Clark and her aura. But I think as Angel Reese continues in her double-double reign and whatever Caitlin Clark is doing, I don't even know how to describe it. In leading the league right now in assists, just had a record number of single-game assists at 19. I don't think I can really even describe to you what 19 assists. She had like a, in terms of potential assists, could have been 30. Could have been 30. There were multiple bunnies missed underneath the basket. Caitlin Clark just diamond people up and miss. Brick. Just absolute brick. But the Sky, to me in general, have had a fascinating week because now we've got All-Star Weekend going on starting tomorrow. Excuse me, I'm about to cough. The Sky enter the break, which, by the way, is a month due to the Olympics. A month-long break, so Caitlin Clark needs it. And the Sky are in the eighth and final playoff spot with a three-game lead, pretty comfortable lead over Atlanta for that final spot. But the big news is very weird. I was at the game between the Sky and the Aces in Vegas, which the Sky would the Sky PR would never do me like Aces PR did me. By the way, Robbie, oh, I had no
seat. I need a story here. What?
I had no seat. So, by the way, we're going to just air them out because that's what we do. Because it's not, I would never do this to Sky PR. I'd handle it like an adult. But, and I tried to handle it like an adult with Aces PR. Requested a credential. By the way, there's no credential request information on the website. So I had to like play Where's Waldo with the PR guy's name. Like I had to make calls and text to other media members to find out who this guy is. I called him, left him a voicemail, nothing. Texted him, left him a text, left me on read. Sent an email, no email response. I'm like, what the hell? I'm on 670 The Score. Like, this is kind of, we're playing the Sky, kind of an integral game to be able to like see up close. Nothing. Call multiple media members. Can you just grease this wheel for me at all? They finally say they should respond to you at some point. This is like 5-6 days later, by the way. No, the guy never like called me or texted me back. Get an email from him. Was like, hey, you're going to be credentialed. Just like keep an eye on for it. No, like, sorry, it's taking so long. No, nothing. Fine, whatever. So I get my credential. I go to the little like, you know, seating chart page inside the arena. I have no seating chart. I am not on it. Everyone else is on it. Like the Courier Journal and people with blogs and like have YouTube pages, like whatever. Like the guy who called us, Mike in Monroe, like him. Like he had a seat, but not me. So this woman, this other media person, we're not going to get to the story, like the actual segment. We'll get to it next segment because I'm going to tell this story. So I get there and this woman who's got like her own YouTube for the Aces, and I think she maybe works for the Courier Journal. She gets me a seat, which happens to be the like one of the VIP table seats, because it's like right behind. We've got like a seating chart kind of like in the DJ booth. Like it's like real small. They haven't figured it out yet. So she gets me one of like VIP chairs because it's the middle of the first quarter and they're nowhere to be found. She's like, they can get another chair. They come up, like, end of the first quarter, grown-ass man screams in my face, accuses me of stealing the chair. I'm like, I didn't touch any chairs, which I did not. She's saying, like, it's already been there. He's like, I'm talking to this girl. It was a scene. I was like, dude, you need to eat your nachos and get up out of my face. This guy would never treat me like that. But the one thing that I caught from that is, like, Marina Mabry was a little bit, I'll call it like aloof in her post-game presser about the news that she was going to drop. And the news that she was going to drop was that she requested a trade. That's what the reports are saying. And she gets traded to the Connecticut Sun, which I have a bet on to win the WNBA title. I've got a lot of bets on the WNBA title. We've got some on the Sky. Or we got some on the Sun, excuse me. We've got some on the Aces. We've got one on the Storm. And we've got one on the Lake. So let's not act like I'm putting all my eggs in the Connecticut Sun basket. But she's really good. And she goes to Connecticut for a 2025, with a 2025 second round pick in exchange for Mariah Jefferson, Rachel Banham, and a 2025 first round pick and swap rights for a first round pick. So the Sun are going all in. I just don't know why Marina Mabry requested a trade. Former coach James Wade, which, by the way, remember when he left in the middle of the season to go to an NBA team and left the team with, like, an interim head coach. Anyway, he says, after a while, you came for one thing and it didn't really end up panning out to be the role position and everything that you were planning on being with Wade. So I guess her role was different than it was supposed to be with James Wade, and she wanted up out of there. Mabry averaging 14 points, 5 rebounds, 4.5 assists per season this season, shooting 35% 3-point from the 3-point line on almost 7 attempts per game. The wild thing, though, is that Marina Mabry and Angel Reese were like starting to gel. She looked really good. They looked very comfortable together. So that's just a very strange thing. Also, speaking of Angel Reese, she's off to WNBA All-Star Weekend, like I said, pairing up with Caitlin Clark in a duo that I think, when it actually happens, Caitlin Clark's going to dime up Angel Reese for something serious like a million times, and Angel's going to be like, okay, I get it now. I get it. She's the truth. And they're saying nice things to the press. Practice shows these two might be a monster in the pick and roll. That is what everyone wants to see. And Angel said, yeah, wear those get-along t-shirts for a day at least. A lot of people are going to come and watch us. A lot of talent between both rosters. Here's the thing that you need to know about betting the WNBA All-Star Game on an Olympic calendar year. The players not on the Olympic team, they are heated. They are pissed. The total was overestimated by like 60 points last time. So I would take the under in that game. The defense is going to be intense. You're going to see a lot of physicality, more than you already see in the WNBA. And I am going to be fascinated to see. Game tips off at 7:30. So throw it on in the second screen during the Cubs game and watch the fireworks. It's going to be one of the biggest stories, I think, come tomorrow morning. We will not get the sky on the court for another month, but that does not mean the team isn't making news. And also, sky ticket prices way up. That's some cold work. Up next, we are going to talk about Bulls. Are they the most confusing team in all of the NBA? Maybe all of sports. Also, we'll get into our summer league impressions as well. 312-644-6767. This is Trista Crick, and you're listening to 670 The Score.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.